Superintendent Scott Menzel said it was important to get a code of conduct on the books for the rest of this school year. The code of conduct doesn't really reflect the district's desire to focus on restorative rather than punitive practices whenever possible, but Menzel says that'll likely be addressed over the summer.
I think that you will see some modifications in order to more closely align with what was included in the Solutions Not Suspensions Pledge.
The Solutions Not Suspensions Pledge asks districts to prioritize keeping kids in school. Board President David Bates says that doesn't mean there won't be any more suspensions or expulsions. He says the district's top priority will continue to be the safety of the students, but where possible, the district would like to make changes to be sure the learning process can continue. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.